to episode
6
of Wow Geekly, a weekly podcast about the World of Warcraft with a streak of geek. This episode was recorded on
Wednesday,
the
16th
of
October,
2013. Please remain as you are and let your auditory receptors give a warm, geekly welcome to your hosts, Asheo and Jeffy.
Good morning and welcome to Wow Geekly, the World of Weekly podcast with a streak of geek. My name is Jeppy, and I don't need to say the date because somebody already said that. Joining me, as always, is the streak of geek himself, Mr. Asheo. How are you, Asheo?
Good evening. The World of Weekly. That's the new one. Awesome.
Ah, jeez. What? I tell you what, I'm like half awake.
You've been awake for all of 4.5 minutes.
I know. It's not good. This is no way to do a podcast, let me tell you.
Have you stumbled out of the duvet, have you?
Stumbled out? I fell out. Actually, that's not true. I was dragged out. I was dragged out kicking and screaming by your beep on my little iPad thingy that says you're going, yo.
Where the F are you? Get out of bed, you lazy bastard.
That was it. All actually wrapped up in the words, yo.
Yo, that's it. Yeah. I can summarize pretty well down to yo.
Get out of bed.
Yes, this is episode 6, and so we need to start off with what we love to start with. What's special about the number 6?
What is special about the number 6?
You've got nothing, have you?
Me? Mm. No, well, you know, I normally leave all the magical stuff to you. Actually, I do have something. Did you know, or there's a myth in British history that Anne Boleyn, the second wife of Henry VIII, had 6 fingers.
Ooh.
On one hand. And actually,
the 6-fingered woman. Was she married to the 6-fingered man? Hello. My name is Anigo Montoya.
No, she was married to Henry VIII. And her marriage to Henry VIII changed history in as much as that we are now a primarily Protestant country as opposed to a Catholic country. But anyway, I won't go into all of that because that would be a good 2.5 hours.
Sounds like a religion as well.
Does sound a lot about religion.
Oh, yeah.
But that's called polydactyle. Polydactyle.
To have 6 fingers. Yeah.
To have more than the number of fingers that you should have. No, I don't know if you can have like 7 or 8 or 9. I don't know. But well, it has to be on the one hand.
That would be pretty freaky. Imagine having 7 or 8 fingers. Wowee. Yeah.
And if you go on to Google, which I suggest you do after the show, because you'll be there all day if you don't, you can see pictures of people with 6 fingers, and it's pretty freaking freaky.
Almost as freaky as all the cartoon characters that only got 4 fingers.
Well, maybe these are the fingers that the cartoon characters should have had. Maybe these are the spares being handed out. I only gave 4 to Bart. I might as well give 6 to Anne Boleyn. You know, that's how it may have worked.
Yeah.
But there are some really freaky pictures on there.
I think 6 is pretty special.
Yeah,
and
what is that then?
The reason I reckon 6 is pretty special is because it's the atomic number for carbon.
Mm.
And guess what? We're all carbon-based life forms.
Speak for yourself.
We're just made up of 6s. And, of course, the awesome thing about 6 is if you were from New Zealand, I really did want to get a New Zealander to do the introduction for this week, but couldn't wrangle one up because in New Zealandish, that's a language, they say sex instead of 6.
6.
Mm. That's always...
You know, I think, and I can put my 6-fingered hand on my heart, but I've never heard a New Zealander on a podcast.
There probably is some. There probably are people that do podcasts that are from New Zealand and have a New Zealand accent. Eh?
I've never heard one. Never heard one.
All right.
Not on a, I mean, on a WoW podcast.
I'll make
certainly
that a challenge. Oh, yeah. Never heard one on a WoW podcast. I do know they play. I have played with some New Zealanders.
I knew a lot of New Zealanders. I travelled with New Zealanders for a long time. They're a strange bunch. They're like the Canadian to Australian,
that's
Canadian
right.
to American, as New Zealand is to Australia.
Exactly. They come over here and they go on the dole and they take all our money and our women and our beer.
Well, the cool thing about that is that all the Australians come over here and take all the bar jobs.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, it kind of works out.
Mm. Even Stevens.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like a big colonial Kama Sutra.
You were really looking for a math geeky type thing about 6, weren't you? So I'm just going to go with the obvious one. Of course, it's obvious. You knew this, didn't you? 6 is the smallest perfect number. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves something that's perfect.
Why is it perfect?
6 is perfect because its divisors add up to itself. So the factors of 6 are 1, 2, and 3. And if you multiply 1 by 2 by 3, you get 6. And if you add 1 plus 2 plus 3, you get 6.
Okay. Yeah. So you threw me off with the whole New Zealand thing now, and my brain is turned off.
Your brain's turned to 6, hasn't it?
What? It has.
1
yeah.
plus 2 plus 3 equals 6. Okay.
Especially since I'm already going through Google looking at weird fingers.
Oh, yeah. That could go wrong. Six-fingered sex. Let's move on, shall we?
I don't know even if you're going to get a what a geek for that one.
No, it wasn't that super. I'll be honest. Today and this week has been somewhat hectic for me. So preparation somewhat lacking this week.
Out the window.
I've got my hand up. I'll fess up to that.
Just the five fingers there.
Just the five. Well, four.
Are you one of these people? Ah, I knew you were one of those people.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, are you one of those people that will go, no, it's four and a thumb. I just knew it. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of the apoplexy that you look at a guild name and think, two S's. Why?
Two S's.
Anyway.
That's not a... Where's the apostrophe? Oh, my God.
Lowercase? What?
I'm freaking out, man. How's your week in WoW been, my friend?
Listen, you pusher. My dear lady wife, she who must be obeyed, wants to have a serious word with you.
Oh.
And I imagine wants to slap you about the face and arms somewhat. Because over the past, I don't know, several months, she's seen me slowly, slowly draw away from the ridiculous amounts of time in WoW.
And, I've noticed that, and I thought, this isn't on.
Yes. So... We've got a challenge going on, the Noob to Leap challenge.
We do.
Which I'm sure we'll be talking about in a wee bit. It's a good challenge, you know. It's getting me out of my comfort zone. It's putting me in dungeons. It's getting me to learn how to play a warlock above the scrub status. And we'll talk about how successful that is. But it's not a solo challenge. It's not a challenge which I can just get on with, really. There are certain things I've been doing which we'll talk about. So what do you go and do? What do you go and do? You say, in public, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to set up a little project, a side project, as it were.
An extra project.
An extra project.
Everybody loves extra projects.
Yeah, a little bit of extracurricular. And I'm going to go and set up with some fellow Aussies and a couple of people who are sort of Aussie adjacent. And go back. This is going to really upset me in a minute. And go back to Airy Peak and roll some level 1 tunes.
We got a bit of flack from abandoning the alliance so readily. So
did we?
Yeah,
I didn't.
Didn't you? Oh, well.
No, I was.
I must have copped it all.
No. Okay. So yeah. So your idea. I don't know if it was your idea.
It wasn't a general idea. It wasn't actually my idea. I was actually approached by Wingy and Matter, who had started a discussion about wanting to start a new little guild just to do the living experience again, and my eyes lit up because I could see a way that my friend Jeppy is going to get sucked in hook, line, and sinker. And what happened, mate? What happened?
Well, this is it. This is the crux of the entire matter. When we went over to Airy Peak for a little bit of Noob to Leap, we were already 84, 85, and the focus was on dungeons. I personally wasn't able to quickly get into the Convert to Raid Guild. I know you did get in there. So I was picked up very, very quickly, as you are these days, by a level 25 guild, which I had no care about. I didn't care about them. First thing I did is check to see if I'm still in the guild bank.
How much can I get from the guild bank, exactly?
Sadly, nothing, and they weren't even paying repairs, so I couldn't give an absolute toss about that particular guild. I can't even remember the name now.
Salty and Bitter?
It may well have been Salty and Bitter. It may have been Raid to Convert. But I was more than happy to return to the warm, loving bosom of Earthen Ring. Now, this is what you did, or what Matter and Wingy did, and Lita and all the other fantastic people, Aussie Blue Moon, and I forget some of the other names. You set up a guild.
We did.
Now, all of a sudden, there's a guild, And it's not level 25, it's level 1.
Yeah.
And Blizzard, in their infinite wisdom, have stuck a little thing at the top which says every time you hand in a quest, it moves a little tiny bit.
A little edges along.
Edging along. And you go and do 7 or 8 quests.
Little rewards.
And you start to see significance. And at the end, there's a little big box that says, if you get to level 2, we'll give you this. Level 3, we'll give you this.
This thing comes up on the screen and goes, boing, you've reached level 2. And my gosh, do you get excited.
Not only that, but there's a board. There's a roster. And on that roster, it says who's doing the best.
Who is the winner? It's winners and losers. Yep. Winners and losers.
Wingers and matters. That's what it is. So that is like chicken feed to the chicken coop for me. Because all of a sudden, not only can I do one of my favorite things in the entire WoW universe, which is level, but I can get people to say, oh my God, you're doing really well. That's pat on the back. That a boy. Keep going. Have a significance to the guild.
You've done really well. You've done really well. You've done really well. You've done really well.
Exactly. And get the gratsgasm every time you hit another level 10, another 10 levels. So
that's really why you like multi-boxing, because you get grats for every single one.
I do. I get a triple dingasm.
Mm.
And I almost had a, I can't think what the word is, pentagasm. No, that can't be right. Anyway, 5. So, of course, being the lesser spotted dick of the UK, I have had for the past 2.5 months a recruiter friend ongoing, which I was going to use over on Earthen Ring in order to just create a panda monk and nothing more. For some unknown reason, I figured that was worth 50 quid.
Really.
I've got, no joke, I've got 15 days left on it now. And this project and this guild to impress. So I have gone in nuts and all to try and level as fast as I can. Now, the actual project, I think you'll talk about the actual project. But it isn't necessarily just to go mental and level as much as you can. There's lots more to it. There is actually some dungeoning involved.
We're actually setting limits. So you're not allowed to get past level 15, because at that point we're going to stop and we're going to run dungeons.
Foolishly.
Yeah.
So I have no limits. I don't know stinking limits.
Well, you did adhere to them. It just meant that once you hit 15, you had to go, well, okay, I need to put those 4 warlocks aside and start another 4.
Yeah. Actually, first day on there, I created 5 warlocks. 5 gnome warlocks, female gnome warlocks. And I did manage to get them all running and without too much laggage and moving around and doing stuff. But I was getting serious RSI. And I was also getting a bit of a crook neck because I kept having to turn rapidly from screen to screen. So I've limited myself just to the triple box. But so far, I've done team of warlocks, team of hunters, and team of mages. The DPS trifecta.
Oh, didn't I like know about the mages.
No, mages. Level 33, mate. Warlocks hit level 33 last night, and my hunters are now sat on level 15.
What? Hang on, what?
Yeah, there you go.
What?
Now try and get me in a dungeon, you bastard.
The warlocks hit 33. No, sorry, you need to start again then.
Not doing that.
Yeah. The whole point of me dragging you into this little project was so that you and I could go in warlock on warlock and learn these warlocks as we level them.
Introduce the contract. It doesn't mention the word warlock. It just says I have to have a character at level 50, then level 20. Then level 25.
Well,
and I'd have a hunter.
Well, I'm amending the contract. There's going to be a contract variation.
Uh-oh. I couldn't stop, mate. Listen, those warlocks, I've gone demonology with this particular team.
Well, that was going to be my next bugbear.
Oh, no, another bugbear.
The other thing was, of course, that you needed to learn that spec. We were going to go destruction together and learn destruction as we leveled up. I get into VC, the DM, the Dead Mines, the Van Cleef, and I'm on my warlock and you're on your warlock, and I spin around and here you are, this big bloody purple demon. I'm like, hang on a minute, that's not destruction. What have you done? And you've gone demonology.
You have to go demonology when you're leveling. You can't do anything else. That's ridiculous.
Well,
I'm going to put a screenshot in the show notes of me with three stunningly gorgeous gnomes and about 1,800,000 minions, imps, because of the way that demonology chucks out imps like
nobody's business. The mega impamageddon.
It is. It's absolutely stunning. I wish that there was a pit. There was at one stage, and I didn't manage to get a screenshot quickly enough because they disappear. There was at one stage, I was the whole field of view was surrounded by imps. And I was looking, and there was just nothing to kill, nothing to keep it going. That's absolutely annoying. When you've completely decimated an area and you want to have your Impmageddon out, unfortunately the imps disappear if they're not doing anything. They get a bit annoyed. Sort of back to the Nether regions. I'm sorry. It's like putting out a huge lump of cheese and not expecting rats. You've given me this goal. You've given me this board, this roster, in order for me to, you know, be at least near the top. Obviously, nobody ever gets near the top because we also have Matter on the team, who is a leveling machine and uses none of this wrath or heirlooms or any of the other stuff.
Well, the heirlooms were banned.
I didn't use the heirlooms. I'm not using heirlooms.
No, I know.
Nobody said anything about heirlooms. Now, I would if I could, but of course, I had all my heirlooms on Airy Peak up until a week ago, and then we decided to ship back to Earthen Ring, and I took them all with me. And also, I took a substantial chunk of gold, a bag full of bags, and all the other stuff that would have made this leveling process even sweeter. So, if you've got bugbears, mate, I've got a whole bugbear zoo.
I'm willing to compromise.
Okay.
If I'm nothing, if not compromisationing a level, I have to admit it, but demonology. It did look appealing. It's something new to me, and I figured, well, what the hell? You're doing something new. Why shouldn't I do something new? So you can't dual spec until 30. So I've changed my spec. I'm now demonology on my little warlock. But we need to be running dungeons together at level. And if you're already 30-something, then I'm afraid, my friend, you need to start another one and get
another warlock.
Another warlock.
You're having a laugh.
No, I'm not having a laugh.
Actually, I probably will. What I might do is the trouble is I don't want to do another gnome. I like to have lots of multiple characters, but I don't like to have multiple same race, same class.
Well, go dwarf.
So I might. No, I saw your dwarf.
Oh, my dwarfs are good looking.
Brunhilde.
Well, okay. I mean, she's no Asheo the Blood Elf, but still.
No, I think the female dwarf is a fine looking dwarf. The scariest thing about a female dwarf is that if you get with a female dwarf, you may end up with a baby male dwarf. Yeah. And that would be hideous, especially when he comes out with a full beard.
Tickles. Yeah, that's true. All right.
So,
Well, what? So I mean, no, but you have to do a warlock. But I mean, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? What were you intending to run the dungeons with us on?
If you've got a hunter.
Oh,
got a hunter.
Going through dungeons with
actually, I was today assuming I could get the show out of the way. Jeez, this is really eating into my WoW time, by the way.
I was thinking
of creating some druids or some shamans or some. The trouble with the druid and the shaman and a few of those other classes is that somebody will say, oi, how about some healing?
Yeah, like, son, how about some tanking? How about some
I ain't doing that. So, yeah, okay, maybe I'll do another warlock. The cool thing is, of course, is because this is recruiter friend, I could create a level 20 warlock now. Boom.
Well, there you go. That's all you need.
Insta.
I'm level 20. Do an insta boom level 20. You can
stopped at 20?
That's as far as that we've got. We're not
as far as you've got.
We're not all supermen that are leaping 30 levels on 20 tunes in a day.
Dude, I've done, I started 3 days ago, and I've already got six level 30 pluses. Come on, You people need to pull it together.
I'm so jealous. You bastard. But just create one. And then you won't be tempted to triple box them and run dungeons on your own. Just create one.
Get create on. One? What is wrong with you? you're just talking complete gobbledygook now. One?
I'm trying to figure out a way that to stop you leveling these up in... I just want one that I can run through dungeons with.
Shall I tell you a way that you stop me doing stuff like this?
Okay.
Don't set projects like this. There you go. Very simple. Don't set projects where I can suddenly have my name in lights and I can go and do leveling, triple boxing, and all the things I love to do. And then tell me that I can only go to a certain level. You're out of your mind. You're trying to cage the wind, my friend. And it's just not going to happen. You just can't do it. Jeppy's in the leveling mode. I mean, I'm in the leveling zone now.
You are. I can tell you're in the zone. And I know I'm fighting a losing battle.
But I'm going to do it. Because, Asheo, my friend, you deserve for me to do what you say to do.
Oh, thanks, mate.
You've earned that level of respect. And I'll tell you why. Because if it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't be loving the destruction over on the level 88.
Mm.
So you've earned one compromise. That's it.
All right. Okay. That's all I'm asking for. Just the one.
And the warlock I'm going to create is a Tauren. All right? No. No, I will endeavor to have just a warlock for this project. I will do that. I will do that as soon as this show is over.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm gonna slip in a shout out right now. A shout out mid show to Anastasia. Paladin on Earthen Ring, who whispers me a lot and thanks me for all sorts of stuff that I just do, like this podcast. And he said a shout out to you. And I was sitting out here on the Timeless Isle, and I didn't actually want to play and fight while we're having our discussion, but there was Crane Gnasher was a rare that I hadn't had yet. And it requires you to actually do something clever to make it spawn. There's a dead body on the ground, and you actually have to kite a mob over to it. And Crane Gnasher spawns, and he could see that's what I wanted. Just a mind reader. And kited it over and made the rare spawn, and now I can tick that one off my list. So thanks, mate.
Tick.
Tick. Very good.
Anastasia's a boy.
Well, that's a very good question. I'm assuming that he is. If you're a girl, then I apologize. And if you're not, then I apologize for calling you a girl.
And you should apologize for that assumption, I guess.
Yeah.
I should apologize for the
assumption that Jeppy's assumption was an assumption.
I should say that all the characters I've created so far are female characters.
Nothing wrong with that.
What I don't understand about you, my friend, is that you create a female, and I have an exclamation marks by the word female dwarf, and yet you call it Asheo.
Well, Asheo.
Asheo's a male name.
I know, Asheo, well, maybe.
Well, it ends in the O, will tell you that is a male name.
The Australian name.
Asheo?
No, oh, we actually do the same to girls' names, so, you know, Kimo.
See, I call Kim Kimbo. Kimbo?
There you go. I think that goes. It still ends in O.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. So the Australian trumps the Latin, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So I admit, you know, I have created some confusion because I don't know if you've noticed or not, but I'm not a girl. Yet Asheo, she's actually a female blood elf. Always has been.
See, I find that so weird. I find that so odd. I having met you in person and checked out your luggage, I know that you're not a girl. So I expected to see a girl when you came off the ferry boat over here on the island. But because you obviously have quite a lilting voice. But Shockingly enough, no, not a girl.
It is a very hairy girl.
So I couldn't. I looked at some on the Alliance side. Those all the male characters are just ugh, ugh. And there's no way on this God's green earth that I'm ever creating a male gnome.
Oh no,
that's just not going to happen.
No, 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 no.
And the constant fighting, the overwhelming desire to punt the quest givers in the starting zone was something I had to fight on an hourly basis, because every time one of the little bastards said, "Pleased to meet you," I just wanted to kick the shit out of it. So, you know, it was quite hard. I'm so glad that I got out of that area.
My first turn was, very first turn was a male night elf, and he wasn't bad. He had long flowing hair though, kind of looked rather girly.
Yeah, night elves, I guess, and male Draenei, I guess, not so awful. But the human males, the Pontash, and the whole.
It's always disturbing when you get into a Caverns of Time type instance where you get transformed into a bald human male with the Pontash.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not good. It happens in the Death Knight starting zone as well, when you have to get transformed.
Right.
You have to ride down that hill. Yeah. And you're like, what the hell?
What's going on here?
I have done human males in the past, but nah, couldn't do it. So it's all females. It's currently human mages, human hunter, female hunters, and dwarf. No, God forbid.
Actually, I only picked dwarf because I hadn't done the dwarf starting area since they changed it and split the dwarves and the gnomes off.
Yeah,
this is the only reason.
Actually,
I haven't
done that. I was quite surprised. I thought I had done some alliance leveling since the cataclysm happened, but a lot of the gnome starting area was relatively new to me. I have definitely done the human area quite a few times because that I knew all that. That was fine. I understand what's going on there.
Yeah.
But the gnome area.
The dwarves don't have to do the suicide run through the cave anymore. You actually get a helicopter ride over the top.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So it's been great fun for me. I mean, as far as a week goes, I probably played more WoW these last 3 or 4 days than I played in the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah,
I would say.
I can see that just from the small amount of overlap time that we've had together.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished, yes. I'm putting a big tick on that post-it mark that I stuck to my monitor next to my password.
Of course, you now run the risk of me saying, podcast, schmodcast, I need to level, my friend. I need to level. So you are playing with fire a wee bit. I seriously considered... No, not answering your yo this morning and just saying I'm leveling, sorry, mate. Ain't doing no podcast.
Reschedule and do the podcast during maintenance.
Yes, there you go. Although this week we had done. It was just a rolling restart.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like,
that's
yes!
That's why I didn't suggest we did it last night.
How fantastic was that? I looked at the status and I was
rolling
like,
restart.
Hallelujah. I noticed that they're doing this. Is it coalescing or what the hell
they're
doing?
The coalescing has commenced. And I was extremely surprised to see that Airy Peak has been coalesced. I would have thought with the Convert to Raid and other people there that wouldn't have
has
been.
It hasn't been perma-joined though, has it?
Well, aren't they terming that coalesced?
No. No, that's connected. I don't know. They've chipped and changed
they
keep, and messed
about
so much.
They keep changing the names that they use, don't they? I thought Coalesce was their name for the perma join.
No, I don't think so. Because when you click on someone, what you're talking about is cross realm, isn't it? So that when you go down to Goldshire, there's a ton of people that say duh, 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 off a certain realm, and there are a ton of them. I mean, the starting zone, because we've gone for the starting zones this time around. You can see how that really does work. I actually quite enjoy it in the starting zones because there's a mass of people around. You know, you're not having to wait too long for stuff to respawn. In fact, hardly seconds, really.
Yeah.
But it does give you a feeling that you're in a very vibrant game. So I really do appreciate that. What I don't appreciate is going down to Goldshire and having every Tom, Dick and, you know, I kill you, dot, 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 off a certain realm giving me dual invites, so I'm trying to run through and having to click it off, and eventually turn it off altogether. But yeah, it certainly feels a lot more vibrant in places like Gulchar. As soon as you step into Stormwind, though, it's not that busy. I don't know how busy Airy Peak is supposed to be, but it's not super, super busy in the actual towns. I don't
Well,
know whether that's because of time I'm playing or whatever, I guess.
I haven't spent much time in Stormwind, but Ironforge has certainly got lots of coalesced people in it.
In the city, I
In the
didn't think that was
city.
possible.
That's
Didn't
why
think
I
that was
thought
possible.
it, that's why I thought it was the Permajoin thing, because they are actually in the city.
No, because the permajoin thing is what they were doing yesterday. There are two realms on the realms on the server status page, Skull Crusher and one other. I can't remember what it was. And those two are going to be slapped together, and their auction house is going to be shared, and all the other stuff. They're going to be able to guild each other, and basically they're going to be one realm. But that's not what's happening. So I can tell you why I know for sure that hasn't happened with Airy Peak and all those other people running around. It's because there was a dude in Northshire Abbey offering, and this I almost spit up a lung, offering 100 gold
For the guild
for a guild signature.
signature, and you can't. Right,
And who stood there with three brand new loving characters looking at
yeah.
300 gold in his skyrocket? Only old Jeppy. And I go up to him and I go, "Yes, please, chuck me the money." And he can't do it. No, he's on a different server.
Did you look to see what server he was on? And went, I'll be right there.
Yeah, stay around. Don't go. Actually, there's a lot of people. I guess they must. I don't know how they work out what coalesces with what. I guess it's something to do with time zone. But, and also your type of PvP and PvE and all that type of thing. But there's a lot of people from Dentarg. I
I
saw
did notice
Dentarg
that.
a lot.
Yeah, I did see Dentac
And
a
this is
lot.
what I don't. This is what really confuses me, because I want to say, "Oi, get off my server," when some douchebag says something stupid. And then I realize, actually, I'm probably on their server. I don't know
Yeah,
what
you don't
server I'm
know.
on.
You're on this thing, and it's probably nobody's
Yeah.
server. It's just this amorphous blob that different
Exactly.
people collect on.
I'm getting all annoyed because some such douchebag from Dentarg is offering me to duel when I'm obviously way too low and I'm on my way somewhere. And the fact of the matter is, he's probably going, "What's this Airy Peak dude doing on my server?" So I don't know. It does get a bit confusing, but still.
Well, what's even more confusing is when we started putting a raid together to do Ordos, and somebody got invited that was in general chat that was on a PvP realm, and then the next thing I know, we're all marked for PvP. I'm like,
See, I didn't think that could
what?
happen.
I didn't think, yeah, exactly. I mean, we hadn't started fighting or anything. I was just waiting over the other side of the bridge for them to all get there. And I'm flagged for PvP.
I
So.
wonder if it was one of those weird monster type things that you turn into. Because they've introduced this thing that's similar to what other MMOs have done, where you could be a monster over on that island, can't you? And attack other
Oh,
monsters and other.
no, it wasn't that. Definitely
No,
wasn't that.
that's weird
No.
though. They
Yeah,
shouldn't do
I'll
that
pick
because.
that. And I wasn't actually the first to notice. Somebody else in the raid said, "Why am I flagged for PvP?" And I looked up and went, "Oh, so am I."
See, now, the annoying thing of that, of course, is that I've been cursing all those people that stand around flagged, particularly near quest givers or near high areas where you're clicking away and not necessarily taking them.
AOEing and stuff.
Exactly. Whereas chances are they could have been done accidentally.
They probably don't want to be flagged like me.
If I'd have seen you, I'd have been cursing you,
That's right.
sticking you on
Shame,
thought.
you bastard. What are you
Yeah, don't
flagged
flag
for?
yourself, child.
Noob.
Exactly.
Oh well. It's a brave new world. A brave new world.
It is, and us old people need to get used to it, I think. I'm really glad. In ending this little section, I'm really, really glad that whoever, Matter, Wingy, all the other fine people off, that's not a knife, have set up this particular project, because it really has given me the push I needed. And now, I'm not to say that in a couple of weeks' time I'm not going to be going, "Oh my God,
I don't
I'm
know about
burnt out
this.
now." And I really wish that I had taken more care over my recruiter friend this time around and done it a little earlier. Because I do feel that that clock ticking.
Well, your next one, you're going to have plenty to level up.
Yes. Well, yeah. I can't do another one. Actually, I need to find out what I'm going to wait to see is what the new recruiter friend. We talked about this last week. What the new recruiter friend gifts are.
Yep.
I mean, if they're really worth having, then it's worth, you know, because the cost of the battle chest, particularly if it's a sale, and it's like $5.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like £3. Yeah. You know,
Still got a couple of battle chest keys if you want them.
Oh, don't tempt me, son. Don't tempt me. I'll be in there. I'll be like, no, don't. Don't ever mention that again. Ever. Don't ever mention that again. I just can't do it.
I was going to activate one myself, wasn't I? So that I could give myself a scroll of resurrection one day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I need to do that.
You should have done it, eh? You should have done it as soon as you said it.
I should have done it as soon as I said it. That was like 2 months ago.
I bet money that 2 months ago is the date they decide to go back to.
Probably.
You're like, no. Anyway, I've banged on for what seems like 50 minutes and 15 seconds. I'm sure you've done other things this week, Mr. O'Shea.
A little bit.
I mean, looking at your massive notes, I can see that you've done...
Nothing. Based on the show notes, I've done nothing. Well. So, yes, our little guild over on Airy Peak Alliance side is called That's Not a Knife. From Crocodile Dundee, of course.
Mm.
Bunch of Aussies and hanger-onerers like yourself. I should say honorary Aussies. It's probably a better way to say it.
Yeah. What you've done, son, is bring in the meat.
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
You created the sandwich and you decided you needed some meat.
Okay, a full roast, full Sunday roast for a very large family. And essentially the goal is just to have a nice, slow, casual leveling experience. So first goal was to get to 15 so we could run some dungeons. And we've done your Ragefire Chasms and your Dead Mines and your Wailing Caverns and having a blast. There's no heirlooms. There's seed characters. You know, Wingy and Matter did create some Death Knights just to get a bit of gold and buy some bags so we can just at least splash around a 16-slot bag to each of us.
Am I in trouble for my level 90 hunter?
Nah. It's not...
He was there. I left him behind.
Yeah, it's not strict.
Okay.
But it's... yeah, we're all starting complementary professions and chucking
gear. Are we?
Yeah.
I really have to read this contract again because I've started whatever the hell I want to start. I don't do nothing.
Well, I can't imagine that, that you're leveling, that you're probably very much focused on your professions.
Yeah, I'm 600 in all my professions. Nah, not yet.
Yeah.
I do need some gold, though, so I'm going to have to do something.
I guess it's mining then.
Well, yeah.
Hmm. We need a blacksmith because I had to buy a copper rod off the auction house for my enchanting.
What is wrong with you? The copper rod is sold by the enchanting. You can buy copper rods for 9 silver off NPC.
You're kidding me.
No.
You're pulling my leg.
Nuh-uh. Because I can tell you why I know this. Because when copper rods switched to being sold, because you were quite right, you did used to have them made. When they switched to being sold, I bought a load and stuck them on the auction house and to grab mugs like you that didn't bother checking.
Well, they keep changing stuff in this game. How am I supposed to keep up? Well, there you go. There's Jeppy's tip of the week. You level your enchanting from scratch. Don't go and buy a copper rod.
That's Jeppy's tip of 4.9 or something.
How many enchanters do people level, really?
Exactly.
I think this is my second enchanter ever.
Did you create a boon? Oh, dude, do you know how much it sells for?
Oh, I bought one for 9 gold.
Oh, dude, it's like a silver 24.
Killing me, dude. Killing me. I mean, that was about 40% of my wealth that I spent on this stupid copper rod so that I could do some enchanting.
Silver 24. And it's sold by trade supplies and general goods and reagents.
I'm gonna go and look up who I bought that off and send them an abusive email saying, you bastard. You bastard.
I wish it'd been me.
Actually, no, I'm just going to go and buy some and undercut him. I'm going to sell him for four silver.
Yeah, that's right. I can't.
That destroys his market.
I have to say, I imagine you're the only one that doesn't realise that. He's probably like, he puts them up every day.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody bought one in like 6 months.
Yeah. Well, look, there's some new noob starting leveling enchanting.
This is on Wellhead. This is some of the comments. There are a few people trying to sell these on the AH for 5 to 7 gold. And they're selling it in big quantities. And people buy them. I've sold 5 of them for 30 gold. And this is my favorite one. Try 26 gold on Asgalor Horde. Yes, we're very retarded. Oh, dear.
Try 9 gold on Alliance side, Airy Peak. The Shayo bought one. What a noob.
Just to let you know, that is the only rod you can buy. So you are going to have to get the others made. So.
I thought that was the only one you need now.
Yes, that's the only one you need now.
Yeah, thanks. Whew. Trying to pull my leg. See, I knew something about enchanting.
Oh, dear.
How did I know that? Because I used to make a fortune on selling those rods. That was an awesome market. Jeez, I hated that change. Wish I'd thought about that in retrospect. Oh, well.
Yeah, so your two sides of your brain really need to come together.
They do, don't they? Yeah.
Your seller and your buyer.
That's right. My top half and my left and my bottom half.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tip of the week. I stole it. I'm not sure who I stole it from. I think I stole it from Wingy.
Okay, let's credit Wingy.
Yeah.
But also, just on an off chance, let's credit Strumpet, just in case it was her, because Lord knows I don't need a DM.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oof. Oof.
So if you're starting a new Lobby turn and you're struggling for bags, what you do is rock on out. Well, you wait for the week that the Dark Moon Fair is on, and you pick up the quest from your ye olde quest giver in your home capital city to rock on out to the Dark Moon Fair, and the reward for that quest is 5 Dark Moon Fair tickets, and I'm pretty sure it's the guy you actually handed into. He sells the toys and funny little trinkets and things. He sells for 1 Dark Moon Fair ticket, a Dark Moon Fair bag.
It's
a 16 slot bag.
One.
Well, no. For one ticket. For one ticket, you can buy one bag.
Is it unique?
The bags are unique.
Ah, bastard.
But they vendor for like 2 gold 50.
Steady on.
So you buy a bag. You sell it, and you buy a bag, and you sell it, and you buy a bag, and you sell it, and you buy a bag, and you end up with 10 gold and a free 16 slot bag. Not bad. Not bad for a level 5 lobby.
That is pretty stunning. That is a fantastic tip, Wingy Stroke Strumpet.
That is an awesome tip. And it's probably been around for years, and people are going to go, I can't believe you didn't know that.
Well, they're not. They're going to say, dude bought a copper rod off the auction house. I was pretty certain he wouldn't have known that.
that was a stunning tip. Awesome.
That is a fantastic tip.
Very good.
And actually, I'm going to be doing that on all my characters just because there's loads of them that haven't gone over to the Dartmouth Fair over on Earthen Ring.
There you go.
I got like 90 of them. That's 900 gold, son. That's not messing about.
Very good. It's going to take you a while, but, you know, time is money, friend.
Is that right? Because you can, because it's unique, you can't, you actually have to go back and sell it. Is there no place you can sell it?
You can sell it right back to him. You can sell it right back to him on the spot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thanks for that. You want to buy it back? Yeah, right. Thanks for that. You want to buy it back? Yeah, right.
It's interesting because what is the relative value of that ticket? We've got it at $2 now. But what value does that ticket have if you were to use it in other ways?
Nothing.
But
don't you use them to do the, like, ride the carousel and do the, you buy other stuff that he sells and none of it look really exciting.
Aren't those tickets used to actually take part in the games?
I don't remember.
So I think that some of the games where you actually can get upwards of 15 gold.
As right. Yeah, but I mean, you can buy wads of those tickets, and you buy a stack of them for a few silver. Nothing like 2 gold 50.
Okay. We are going to stamp that with the tip of the week approval.
Stamped.
Very good. Mm. Very good. Wingy Stokes Trumpet.
Wingy Strokes Trumpet.
Oh. Lucky son. Oh, yeah. And moving on.
Moving on. I hit what's the word I'm looking for?
Milestone.
Milestone. Thank you. Yeah, look at you. You got the words on the tip of your tongue. I had a milestone this week. I made my 30th engineering thingy. What the hell are they called?
Yeah, milestone.
The milestones. Yeah, I made 30 milestones. I got all the mats together to make my sky golem. Is basically.
Oh my goodness. Sure.
So I sat there and I looked at this sky golem that I just made in my bag and go, do I sell it? Do I learn it? Do I sell it? Do I learn it? And I went, back of this, click, learned it. And it's the best thing ever. They are freaking awesome. I love the sky golems.
Too big.
Well, they are big, but I don't mind the size of them, to be honest. It's not like they get in the way of stuff. And why I like them is a couple of things. A, the way they fly. B, I don't think there's any other mount in the game where you jump in water and usually a mount, you'll jump in water and all they do is the same animation but slower and clumsier.
Yeah.
Whereas your sky golem, you jump in water and start swimming underwater and he kicks his feet up and they turn into jet blasters and his arms swing back and turn into propellers and you start propelling yourself through the water.
Stunning.
It is freaking awesome. It really is. I love it. So they've done a great job on the sky golem. And
Herb, is that right?
Yes. You can. It's got pincers. So it's basically if you're too lazy to level an awesome druid as a tauren, where you can herb in flight form, you can do it on your sky golem.
Is it just herbing, or was it the other gathering quests as well?
No, I believe it's just herbing. And if it was mining as well, can you imagine?
That would sell. That would go off. That would go like hotcakes.
I would have just bought one day one.
They missed an opportunity there, really, I think. Because the fact is, as a druid, you can herb in flight. You can't mine in flight.
No.
Whereas if the Sky Golem could do something that a druid couldn't do.
Ooh. That's queuing from the druids. Including
I'm shocked they're not queuing now about the herbing. I guess they probably are. Nobody cares.
Suck it up, princess.
Go hug a tree, mate.
That's right. Yeah.
Can I just give you some late breaking news?
All right.
And I apologize. I know we do have a section, but we haven't got any
news. Should this go in news, blues, and views? We can jump into that if you like. I'm kind of done.
Really? Hmm. That's your whole week?
Well, in this section.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me just say this. News, blues, and views. We'll actually stick in the proper thing that we got from Lita there.
And now it's time for news, blues, and views.
I was talking about Recruit a Friend, and Mr. O'Shea there was tempting me by saying, well, you could do another one. No, you can't, because according to the Blue Tracker, it says here it's been a while since we updated the Recruit a Friend program, but the time has come once again to close the doors for a bit and do a little remodeling.
Oh.
On Tuesday, October the 15th, in other words, yesterday, we'll be temporarily shutting down new Recruit a Friend signups. Don't worry, though, the program will be back and better than ever before you know it. It's hopefully soon.
Mm-hmm. Talking about pulling a Johnson.
I know. They have admitted that they're going to. We talked about this in the Dev Cooler talk that we had last week. See, this is what the cool thing is. This is what I love. I'm just reading through it. It says those whose accounts are already linked are not affected by this, and any unclaimed rewards will be redeemable once the program starts up again.
That's what you want.
You'll also be happy to learn that the current reward will still be available when the recruitment program returns. In fact, players who participate in upcoming programs will have even more reward options available to them. We'll have more details for you at the future.
Very good. Very, very good. Well, that's made you day.
It has. I'm trying to get the syntax of that, but hopefully that means that...
I read that as you're eligible for the old rewards or the new ones. Take your pick.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's the case because I've got dozens of them. Dozens of them. Okay,
good.
Moving on. That's good. That's a bit of news, blues and views. Actually, that was a bit of blue with a little bit of news, so that's quite cool.
Nice.
And you got my views as well.
Oh,
that's great.
Look at that. That's probably why you called that segment then.
I don't remember. I was whacked out on my tits.
You're a bit hilarious, yeah.
I was thinking of blues, like in the drug blue. I've got a set of drugs that are blue. They're quite cool.
You hadn't just finished watching the Blues Brothers?
NYPD Blue, I watched.
Okay.
I'm on a real American cop show jag at the moment. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
Let's dive into Masterclass.
So, Mr. Asheo, despite the fact that you acted somewhat noobishly this week in the copper rod market, I'm sure the dear listener is happy to hear a bit of masterclass from you. What do you have for us this week?
I did make it up on the other end of the scale. You're quite right. Because this week was my first opportunity to dive back into a bit of flex rating with the legendary cloak. To see what kind of a difference the cloak makes to my meager. All right, okay, maybe not so much meager. I'm not one to brag, but I'm loving the resto druid at the moment, mate. They are rocking the healing, and I was quite happy to see that the two resto druids that were in the flex raid. Was out healing the monk, which blew me away, because monk healers were just in 5.2, 5.3, were like nearly double everyone else's healing abilities. And the resto druid now, if you're particularly with your legendary cloak, wow.
What is it about the legendary that makes it?
Well, I mean, it's so much higher. You know, it's level 608 item level. Yeah. And it's got the proc on it seems to really help with the healing.
So, I mean, what does the proc actually do on the cloak?
Let me read it to you. I'll go verbatim. Yeah. Your helpful heals have a chance to grant you Spirit of Shiji, increasing all healing done by 5%. And causing all overhealing on players to be redistributed up to 5 nearby injured players for 10 seconds.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
So talk about your AoE healing. Because I was already way overhealing, throwing out reducer everywhere to charge up my wild mushrooms. And now it's all being distributed and doing extra healing as well. So there's massive amounts of overhealing. But that's okay because it's now being absorbed by the mushrooms and the mushrooms are then exploding and healing everybody. Okay. So
does that benefits the druid more than say it would benefit the monk?
Not sure what I'm assuming that the bonus is the same
for all healing classes.
Yeah, because it's quite generic. So yeah, I can't really explain why. That druids have leapt out in front with that. I mean, I doubt that it's just that. I think, you know, there's been some 5.4 tweaking of resto druids and the changes to how the mushrooms work and overheals and things. So, yeah, very happy.
Good, yeah.
So actually, we got through, cleared the first three bosses, and almost the fourth, so close to clearing the fourth boss in the first Wing of Flex. So compared to the joy that I get out of Flex raiding compared to LFR is just chalk and cheese. I had such a terrible week in LFR this week. I was trying to, I was yet to clear the second wing, and the third wing came out this week for LFR, and I wanted to get in there and have a look at that. And the only thing I needed from wing two was actually the first boss, and I could not for the life of me get an LFR where they were on the first boss. I'd come in and they're on the second boss with three stacks of determination, or they're on the third boss with four stacks of determination, or they're on the last boss. And I figured, I'll stick around, have another go at this anyway. And the fights in Wing 2 are just terrible, terrible, terrible fights when you've got more than a couple of people that decide that they can just ignore the mechanics. It just doesn't work. And they're just a white fist. And okay. Even to the point where on the weekend, I actually joined a mostly pre-organized LFR. So it wasn't a bunch of 25 pugs. It was kind of a raid team of probably 12 to 14, and then the rest were pugged in. And even that was terrible. Apologies to the people that were in there with me. But, I mean, seriously, that was just a white fest. And, people just wanted to ignore the mechanics. And you can't do that this early on in content. But thankfully, I seriously didn't think I was going to get it. Because I'd queued up and been in, like, at least 8 LFR groups trying to get the first boss.
And you just, you get there and it's the second boss. You just stick to it then?
I figured, well, if I stick to it, because normally what used to happen was you go, okay then. And you stick to it and you'll clear through it. And then when you queue up again, it heavily biases you to get the boss that you have missed. But it just doesn't seem to be doing that at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Very frustrating.
Is it actually supposed to do that though?
I don't know if it's officially supposed to do that, but that's certainly how it's worked.
It's a myth. You're like, somebody said that to me. They went, psst, by the way, heavily biased towards the boss you didn't have. You're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Just it was RNG, and RNG just takes me this week. But thankfully, Monday night, Monday night for me, the night before reset, when it's typically the worst night to possibly do an LFR, because it's the dregs of people that haven't run it, right? Yeah. But I figure, what the hell? Yeah, I may as well try. And lo and behold, I actually got into a LFR where they were on the first boss. Yeah. I was a bit disturbed because when I went in, they had already wiped twice and had two stacks of determination. I'm thinking, it's not fair, but we actually got through it. So clearly it was just me. They just needed me to come along with my Uber Resto Druid heels and show them how it's done. That's what it was. Yeah.
No more stacks determination, boys. I'm here.
It's all right. You can turn that off. Click that off. Away we go.
Yeah, let's start fresh.
So I'm looking forward to a bit of a peek into Wing 3 this week and having my fingers crossed that the mechanics aren't ones where a couple of people that decide that's not for them is going to cause failure of the whole group. Fingers crossed.
Hideous when you're dependent on people.
Yeah. I was enjoying the raiding that much on my druid. I decided, and I was kind of half joking last week when I said, now I've got my legendary cloak on Jekyll, who's next? Yeah, kind of half joking. So I figured Ashaya needs to see a bit of this action and dove into a bit of Siege of Orgrimmar LFRing on Ashaya.
Ooh.
we compared to the likes of Roe and Amy Jade, who are rocking like, you know, just the measly 150 to 200,000 DPS. I managed to pull 60,000 DPS, but still that's the highest I've ever done on my Warlock. So I was reasonably happy with that. And managed to get the tier chest and a couple more sigils towards the legendary for my troubles. So I was pretty happy with that. It was a nice refreshing change to be doing some DPS and having to know the mechanics of the fight from a DPS point of view rather than healing it. It's nice to chop and change a bit.
You think this run of legendary run will be a lot faster than the previous one?
I hope so. Yeah, and I figure that they will probably, I don't know whether they'll wait for the next patch or hot fix it along the way, but I'm hoping that they'll up the drop rate of some of these stages of the legendary quest.
I get a bit confused by all of this. Not confused, but when I worked in the cruise business, what used to happen is that as you got closer to the cruise sailing, the price of the tickets would go down. Yeah? Because they've already made their money. They've already paid for the fuel and all the other bits and pieces that a cruise ship needs. And so that any extra cabins they can sell is just cream. So the prices would go down. And then what they found was happening was that lots of people would wait.
Mm.
Instead of buying it a year in advance, is what the normal cycle was, they would wait because they knew that getting close to the cruise sale, the prices would be cheaper. So they would snap up cheap prices. And then the company said, well, sod this, because we need money up front. We actually had to buy the fuel first. We can't just, you know, it doesn't work like that. You have to have the money in the bank. So they reversed it. So this, as you got closer, the prices got higher.
Yeah, that's how airlines work.
Exactly. That's exactly how the cheap airlines work. The closer you get, the higher the cost. And that's they had to reverse theirs as well. That's how that came about. And I'm thinking the same with things like, well, when they start to increase drop rates or they start to nerf the bosses, that are people waiting and saying to themselves, listen, there's no point in me going in now because I can do it as fast, probably in the same span of time, by waiting a wee bit.
Mm. Then, yeah, I mean, certainly I think there's probably people that are in that boat, but I would guess that if we did a survey, of 100 random people, the vast majority, I would have to guess, want the new and shiny, and they want it now, and they want that goal. They want to work on it while it's fresh and new.
Yeah, okay. Be interesting to see. Have our dear listener tell us what they do.
Yeah, if we got listeners out there that go, well, I definitely want my legendary cloak, but I have no intention on starting it until 5.6 drops. If you're in that boat,
wait a while.
Yeah, let us know. And finally, I did. In terms of my the flex gear drop, I really like them to change this. I mean, I understand. The random number generator is a random number generator, but surely they can do something in the code where I excitedly, instead of getting a bag of gold, I got a beautiful off-handed, pure-hearted cricket cage that dropped off the boss. And I thought, oh, wow, that's awesome. Look at that. That's a huge upgrade for my offhand. And then that little dice came up and said, you want a bonus roll? Do you want a bonus roll? Do you? Come on. Do you want a bonus roll? And I went, oh, all right then. Click my bonus roll, and I won a beautiful, pure-hearted cricket cage. What am I going to do with those two of these bloody things? They're suck of the sauce bottle.
That was obviously the evening's prize.
Yeah, well, I could understand the same thing dropping maybe on different weeks or maybe something like that, but to get two of the same boss in the your normal drop and the bonus roll, that just seems like something that shouldn't happen, really.
Yeah, but see, I know many a listener is like me, and they would queue up in McDonald's to get the gift because it was unique. It was a toy. And they'd say, okay, I want
a Happy Meal
Bart
toy.
Simpson, your Happy Meal toy. Yeah. And then they'd get the Bart Simpson and they'd say, oh, sorry, I'm still feeling a little bit hungry. I'll pretend that I've got another kid in the car.
Yeah.
And I'll have another Happy Meal. Would you know it? It's freaking Bart Simpson again. You know, and I needed a Maggie because I'm trying to get the collection so I can slap it on eBay before anybody else does. I think that's it. I think what you're hitting there, mate, is gift of the week.
I know it. I acknowledge that I'm probably coming across as QQ and hey.
Yeah.
All I get is gold for boss after boss after boss, and you got two drops. Stop your bloody whinging. Yeah. Okay. I'll cop that. That's fair.
For the first time ever yesterday, when I was forced to run a dungeon with you people on my warlock, you people, I got some bag. I don't know what that's all about. You get a bag, some sort of bag. And I got it because we did three different dungeons, Dead Mines, Wailing Caverns, and Ragefire Chasm. I got three bags.
Your satchel of helpful spoils.
What's all that about? I didn't know what that was. But anyway, I opened it up. I got the cloak three times. Got three of the cloaks, and I don't want three of the cloaks. I mean, I can barely wear one as a gnome. They're quite heavy, but so I don't. That would sound a bit stupid.
Yeah, I know that's happened, and that's mainly why I rolled an enchanter, so I can just disenchant it and sell it.
I did notice you doing a lot of disenchanting.
Yeah,
not good. They need to sort that out. Sort that out now that it's affecting me.
Yeah, it was just me.
I couldn't care less.
Understand not fixing it. But now that it's affecting you as well, come on, crank out those random number generators and get them a bit more random.
How many rolls can you do?
Well, you can only get three of the it's a currency that you buy. So in the currency, they're Warforged seals, and there's a weekly quest that will give you three of them. So you can only build up three, and you can only have a maximum of 10. Generally people are going to use them straight away. So, I mean, if you do two wings of LFR in a week, and that's eight bosses, you only get three bonus rolls. You have to pick three bosses that you get a bonus roll.
And you can only do one bonus roll per boss?
Yes. Yep. Okay. So really what you should do, which is not what I do, but I should, is look ahead in advance to see which bosses drop an upgrade for you and use your bonus roll on those bosses.
Okay.
Rather than, ooh, do I feel lucky? Yeah, I feel lucky. I'll have a roll. That's kind of how I do it.
And you were lucky because you got it twice.
Was, yeah, super lucky.
Did it sell for more than the gold you would have got if you'd got just the gold?
Oh, I haven't sold it. It's still in my bag. I'll probably, you know, use it in my off spec or something. You know, it was a QQ, but I'll probably still use it. It's an item. It's an item level 540, mate.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's a quick QQ.
It does vendor for 46 gold, so, yeah, even Stevens.
Yeah, all worked out. I have no idea why you're even complaining.
Oh, because I like to complain about stuff. My English heritage.
Yeah, okay, enough of that. Although I was doing a fair bit of stereotyping yesterday, because I whinged my way through everything we did. I don't want to be here. Oh, my God, I dinged. Now I'm too far away from my other recruiter friend characters. Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and start again. That was pretty much the whole way through the dungeons.
So we did. People, I don't think people really appreciate the OCD nature of you trying to keep your triple boxing teams with exactly the same XP. So they all ding together.
Yeah.
And so for you to be encouraged, let's say encouraged, into taking one of those characters through a dungeon with us and agreeing to do that, that was a great honour for us, for you to make that sacrifice.
So not only did I make the sacrifice of separating one warlock from the rest of the team, after the dungeon had finished, after the three dungeons had finished, that warlock, whose name is Hushti, was three levels apart, maybe two and a half levels apart from their teammates. I didn't even hand in the quests because I could not. I just couldn't face being so far apart.
Couldn't you bring yourself?
I couldn't do it. No. So straight afterwards, I had to take those other two with my level 90 hunter into Dead Mines to get them up to the same level.
Oh, you would have to do more than three dungeons to get them the same amount of XP. No.
Just did one and a half, because they were getting recruit a friend.
Oh, and the recruit a friend. Okay. Yeah.
Whereas, of course, the warlock, the solo warlock, gets nothing. It wasn't getting recruit a friend. So,
but
yeah,
you would have been getting a lot, because you get a lot more XP for doing it at level than have a level 90 run you through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it does show you, though, that the difference between them doing three dungeons, obviously the two warlocks that had to catch up did hand in the quests, yep. And they were getting triple on the quest, so that did help. Right. But I could not face that level of a gap going out and about. And I've explained this before on other podcasts, and I'll explain it again on this one because you may not remember. But if you get too far separated, you lose the recruit friend bonus. If there's a member of your team
that is more
than five levels... Yeah, I know. That's why I was screaming so much. That is more than five levels away from the quest level. As you know, quests turn grey.
Yeah.
So if the quest is grey to one of them, it's grey to all of them. It doesn't matter what their level is. Oh, they don't get the bonus.
Oh, they need to fix that.
So,
have you written a long letter?
I haven't had time because I keep trying to catch up. So what happens is that one of them comes along, hands in the quest, gets the full recruiter friend bonus, but dings outside of their five levels. And then the other two hand them in and get no recruiter friend bonus. Because one of them is dinged outside the fun.
I'm even more honored then. I can appreciate even more the dilemma that you.
So I get, if I'm getting close, see, what you're supposed to do is, of course, move on to areas where the quests always are orange or red.
It's green.
You shouldn't be doing anything close to green. But if you're in a particular area and you find that you just time runs away from you and you realize that you're heading towards some greys. You get to the point now where you're very, very close to dinging, and you're trying to work out which one quest to hand in first, or whether you should hand in any quest, or whether you should unlink each other so that you all get no recruit friend bonus, so you still stay level. It's a real freaking nightmare, I swear to goodness. I sit there sweating.
It's no wonder you've got spreadsheets.
Exactly. I mean, I know it's OCD to the max, but I cannot stand... Especially now that this, and this all goes back to this being a new guild where there's a possibility there may actually be other people on. I cannot stand that you have hit level 30 hitting on one character and then having to wait 3 or 4 minutes for the other character to hit level 30. Oh, I want to hit 30, 30, 30. Boom, boom, boom. Nothing messing about.
Nothing like a triple ding.
Exactly. And if you don't get that triple ding, you've got to wait another 10 levels before you can do it again. So... it's a nightmare. I don't think people appreciate the pain.
No.
Of multiples.
No, I would guess that people that haven't been through a recruiter friend several dozen times probably don't really appreciate it.
That's right. You six people who do appreciate it in the entire world of Warcraft.
Thank you.
You begin to feel me now. Mm. Yeah. Bugbears. A plenty.
Bugaboo.
It's time for Noob to
Leet.
So, not only has it been a busy week lobbying it up over on Airy Peak.
At the low end.
At the low end of the spectrum, but at the highish end of the spectrum, I've been coming a little bit more leet, thanks to Mr. Asheo and various other
people. You have. I was so proud of you. I was proud of the whole team, actually.
The whole team, yeah.
Mm. The whole team really dug deep. So who was it again? It was yourself and me and Kimmy and Ozzy and Strumba.
It was indeed, yeah.
And
we also had Sam come in.
That's right. Strump had to bail out, and Sam came in for the last one. And we ran Mogoshan Palace and the Shadow Pan Monastery.
Yeah.
And I've had a bit of a QQ about the difficulty and the fights in the Pandarian five-man dungeons. And I tried not to scare you too much, but I think the others in the group were constantly, oh no, I remember this dungeon. Oh God. I'm like, shh, you're gonna scare him off. It's a Jeppy. He doesn't know.
Shh, that's right. Now be very quiet. It's a Jeppy. Don't scare him off.
But Mogoshan Palace went swimmingly well, as I expected it would be for the first few bosses. And you're rocking the DPS. And we get into that last room, and there's two ways that you can do that room. There's the cheats way, where the tank just drags him back towards the door and backs into the corner, and you avoid most of the AoE damage that's going around the room. We could have done that.
AoE damage, my goodness. Mm. I've never seen so much.
Yeah. I thought, no, Jeppy needs to experience the true horror that is Mogoshan Palace. So I fought him down his end of the room in the stairs and did my best to explain what was going to happen. And did I understate it? Was there?
No.
The room was
madness.
Somewhat full of spinny spinnies and crap to stand out of.
Yeah, all over the place.
Mm.
And it got worse and worse and worse and worse.
As the fight went on.
Who was this dude?
The Weapon Master? Is it Weapon? I think it was Zin the Weapon Master, I believe.
Oh, Zin. Yeah. Sorry.
And I was very, very proud that none of you died. And you actually managed to DPS him down in a reasonable amount of time.
We've got some fine healing as well.
A splendid effort. Oh, yeah. Kim's rocking the heels. Doing very well.
Do you know what the worst boss in that particular dungeon was, don't you?
The tank? Was he the worst boss?
No, the worst boss was the Shah of Hideous Jokes. who was the comedy stylings of Kimbo.
Yeah.
As she went through some of the worst honey jokes.
Yeah. www.theworstjokesoftheweek.com.
Yep.
Mm.
that almost defeated me.
Plenty of moaning going on in that.
Couldn't DPS that.
We did record that. Unfortunately, for various reasons, that won't be seeing the light of day.
Oh dear.
Yeah, we don't have a recording for this week. We'll try and get back into that next week. We did get actually a request for, are we going to do the video from other people's point of view? And I think it'd be great for you to slap on some video recording and record it from your perspective.
Me hiding behind a column.
You're hiding behind a column? Yeah. I think people would kill to see the fraps of that.
But I will do that. I will. I have got XSplit, so I can try that.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's what the other one was used. XSplit seems to have great, great quality video. So we'll if you could do that, and I'm willing to do the same, so we'll kind of share it around and see if we get some videos out there from a different perspective of the players in the five mans.
So your video will basically be the crotch of the boss, and my video will be behind a column. Yeah, it's going to be cool stuff.
Well, it'll be the crotch of the boss and lots of threat plates will be basically it.
Yeah.
I might do you a favour and zoom out a little bit, see how we go.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. But then we dived on into the Shadow Pan Monastery.
Yuck.
We did, didn't we? And similar kind of a layout in the first few bosses, not too much of a struggle. We get to the last boss in the Shadow Pan Monastery. And again, lots of, oh my God, discussions along the way. I remember this.
I was scared crapless already before I even started.
Yeah. And Taran Zhu, the possessed version? There's something bad about this version of Taran Zhu. Corrupted version of Taran Zhu. And I did point out to Jeppy that what we'd need to do is when these balls of hatred, it was the balls of hatred, the big purple crap on the ground and the ball spawn, we need to switch to those and kill them because they're going to jerk you around like nobody's business. And I did explain that the boss does an AoE and then you don't want to get too close to him because you're going to be taking damage. What I forgot to explain before we pulled the boss was the rather interesting feature of Rising Hate, where you're getting the your bar rising on your in your special action bar there, and once it fills up, you kind of become pretty much useless in the fight. And you're using some non-standard UI that hit that button, which makes it rather challenging.
Yeah, Pitbull hit the button underneath the target. It was actually where are you looking at the target all the time to see obviously what the health is and what it's going to do next.
Yeah.
So I was going, I don't have a button. The show's yelling, click the button, you hate. I don't have a button.
Where's my button gone?
So needless. The only time I saw the button was when the target had gone.
Right.
Which, of course, way too late because I was already dead. So that was
all. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So needless to say, we did wipe on that boss. And I've been in that quickly. I've been in that dungeon and wiped several times before we decided, nah, bugger this. This group isn't going to cut the mustard. We're not going to be able to do it and abandon. So it was with some trepidation that we all rezzed and ran back towards the end of the boss. And you did actually manage to find your button, which was good.
After I moved the target out of the way.
And the DPS did manage to switch to the many purple balls that spawned and get them down. And I was trying to help before I realized that I wasn't really helping, because what would happen is that I'd go and hit the balls and Taran Zhu would follow me, which meant his AoE damage was affecting everybody that was anywhere near those balls. So I figured, okay, well, that's probably not helping. It's more of a hindrance than help, so I kind of stood away. And it took quite a while, but lo and behold, you guys got him down on the second try. And there was much cheering and golf claps. Kind of like that.
Yeah.
So very proud. It was an excellent effort to get that dude down on the second try, because he is such a terrible boss.
You know, I think having wiped once makes the exaltation of doing the boss that much sweeter.
You're darn right. Yeah.
I don't know how well we're doing overall. I've never done it at level before. So you've all had experience in these dungeons before and you know which bosses. And like I was saying before, I was scared crapless before we even faced that boss, because they were just going, oh my God, I hate this one. But I don't know how hard those fights are now. So they go, and that is the only one I think we've wiped on.
Yeah, I think so.
All the ones we've done.
The ones we've done, that was the only boss that we wiped on.
Now, I've died a few times and been the only one that died.
You know, that was just Molly kind of covering her mouth and giggling and pointing at you. So don't worry too much about that.
Yeah, but also, you know, obviously I was standing and stuff and doing all the sort of noob things that you would imagine initially. So I don't know. So when we go through those bosses, boom, 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 I assume that those bosses are relatively easy and that we're just sliding through like a knife through butter.
No. But
when you wipe on one
and
you see how hideous it can be if things start to go wrong, then you realise that the team effort required, the fact that the mechanics require you to stay on the boss while we stay on the balls, and, you know, you need to be clicking the hatred off and and all the other various things and moving around. There's a heck of a lot going on all the time. It does make that sudden, he's down, and it was close, hey? I think we had to go. You couldn't pause the DPS for a second. It had to be going.
And Molly's like, have you nearly killed him? Because I'm out of mana. And I'm like, use your Hymn of Hope. And she's like, I've used that. Well, use your Shadow Fiend. I've used that. I was like, oh, shit. So
we did get the fantastic line of we're being jerked around by the balls.
That was a classic line.
And I imagine it's going to now be the title. Hopefully it'll be the title of this episode.
I think so.
Being jerked about by the balls. But it was fantastic. And Not that I want us to wipe more, but getting an appreciation of actually how hard that fight is was very good, and certainly gave me much more of an adrenaline rush when we actually completed it.
Oh well, there you go. I'll make sure we wipe a bit more often then, just randomly.
I said I don't want to wipe more, but you need to get across to me just how good we did, which you do actually.
Well,
as a team leader.
I think you just think that I'm just saying that, but I'm not. I'm quite serious that you're doing an awesome job for somebody that's so terrified of dungeons and the mechanics and everything. You seriously are doing an awesome job.
And I'm more terrified of being yelled at. I'm more terrified of being called out. I have to say, Ozzy and Sam, because unfortunately Strumpet had to leave early, as we said, Ozzy and Sam were just rocking the DPS, and they were getting to those balls faster than, I don't know, something that wants balls gets the balls, because they were fantastic, very, very good. It was great.
A great little team.
A very, very good evening.
A good team effort, for sure. So I'm very happy that you're well on your way left Noobville, and you're heading up that hill, and you're approaching Leakville.
Well, I can see the lights in the distance. I might pull into Just Good Enough for a little while.
Right. Stop for a beer.
Stay there for a while. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Adequate. Go into Adequate Town.
Yeah.
Or, maybe overnight. But yeah, I can see Leet in the distance.
A funny thing happened on the way to the ding.
That was scary and musical.
Sorry.
Altogether. Interesting. Is that your Halloween voice?
Oh, I was just thinking that Halloween is fast approaching, isn't it?
Mm, it is. And I think, is it this Friday that Hallows whatever kicks off, or is it next Tuesday?
I think it's this Friday. Yes, it is. It's this Friday.
How cool is that? Stuffing ourselves with candy.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And getting some fat new rings. You reckon they're going to be level 502? No, they'll be 470s, won't they?
I'm afraid so. 476, right. No higher.
That's right. The Headless Horseman's Mount, that is reason enough to be diving in there.
Yeah, this is the time of year where I queue up or I park tons of characters outside the inns that are going to see the Headless Horseman attack and wait for... I don't actually fight the Headless Horseman or indeed put the fires out. I wait until he's landed and I run out, grab his head or whatever it is and run back in again.
Loot the pumpkin thingy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I'm not really a team player, but there you go.
I don't think you're Robinson Crusoe there.
It's a good way to get some XP. Yeah. Anyway, so we've spoken, or at least I have, spoken at length about the Recruit a Friend multi-boxing joy that I've been experiencing these last few days. I have to say that occasionally this joy is tinged with something amounting to a large patina of douchiness.
Ooh.
And this douchiness comes from the odd other player. So I'm out with the Majors down in Stranglethorn. Haven't been to Stranglethorn Vale forever because I've mainly been doing Horde over the last few years. Absolutely love Stranglethorn Vale, by the way. It all came back to me, and they've done some fantastic changes, which I've really enjoyed.
The Cape or the Northern?
The Northern.
Okay.
The top of it.
Yep.
Yeah, Northern. And I'm over where the Curzan compound was. And they've changed that entire quest line around. But I'm out there. All of a sudden, I get a whisper. And one word whisper. Dumb. Dumb. D-U-M-B. Dumb. I thought, okay. Maybe he's...
At least they spelled it right.
...criticizing the area.
Could have just been D-U-M.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. No. I was already impressed. I'm thinking maybe he's thinking the area's dumb. The quest's dumb. There are some quests there that require you to do some pretty dumb things. But then he goes on to say, how does it feel cheating? Question mark. So now I know that it's not the quest, it's me that's obviously dumb.
Yeah, you're dumb.
And I reply back.
Well, if you're dumb, he's obviously not expecting a verbal reply then.
No. Sometimes I get a little whisper and I assume that it's to see that this is not a team of bots.
Right.
And I reply with a smiley face or a hello or whatever. And
it normally ends
me not speak English. And I try to reply nicely because you never know what type of person you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And normally, 90% of the time, I would say it ends well. People say, oh, you know, your Multibox did it, then there's a nice little conversation. And normally it ends quite well. In fact, a few times I've actually had people who also Multibox talk to me, which has been great. But this particular guy obviously wasn't one of those. So I apply as politely as I can, mind your own business. Which I thought was relatively calm. I didn't use any expletives, just mind your own business.
Yeah.
And then he comes back saying something. And then these things go down one or two ways. Either the guy goes on some offensive attack about my family. And
a big rant.
Yeah, goes into one of those.
Heritage or, of your mother.
Exactly. Yeah, and he does start off with that. He starts off using words like cheat and hacks. I don't understand why he thinks it's hacking, but anyway.
Yeah.
And pretty, and some quite offensive stuff. So I say, I reply back to him saying, listen, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just playing the game I want to, the way I want to enjoy it. I have a bit of a spiel that I like to give back to people. If you don't like doing it, don't do it. It's not affecting you in any way. Please let me just get on with what I'm doing. The next one, this is the one that kicks me in the teeth every time. The one word reply, reported. Now, let me tell you something about a Blizzard CM or Blizzard GM in the game. If they get, first of all, the dude hasn't reported anything because he's too lazy to have done that. Very few people will actually ever do the report. The occasional one that is so apoplexed by the fact that I'm enjoying the game the way I want to play it, who does actually go ahead and report, nothing has ever happened.
No, no, never.
Because the first thing the GM does is look at the accounts. Oh, there's three different accounts. They're all in the same name. They're all in the same Battle.net. This guy's doing something that we approve of.
Yep.
We don't. They don't disapprove of.
They're not going to invest any time in that. I mean, they really invest any time in general reports of spamming and bad behavior.
No. No. And I've reported things that I've considered incredibly serious, including...
You report bots and you come back and you see the same bot running around, you know, for days on end. Nothing's ever done about it.
Exactly. But that's one set of teeth knocked out by the kick. The second set of teeth that gets kicked out is when you go to apply and say, listen, I'm sure Blizzard don't really care. Apart from anything else, I'm playing them three times as much as you are. And instead of, and then you hit send and it comes back, ignore.
I want to have a whinge at you, but I'm not willing to listen to your side of the story.
This player is ignoring you. Now, in the past, I have to say I've broken Blizzard's terms and conditions by then going on to another character and having go at him, which you're not really supposed to do, because once you're on ignore, you really should take it as an account-wide ignore.
Mm.
But I can't... And I guess what I should really do is just ignore anything along those lines. But you want to, you kind of want to educate people.
Yeah. Well, it depends on your mood. I mean, sometimes I do feel like that. Other times I feel like just whispering back, whatever.
But what I have done in the past, when I first started multiboxing, and I kind of think myself and people like Aprillion and that were very early on with multiboxing. You know, multiboxing was known about. It was the five shamans in the arena or the five shamans in the background, but it wasn't mainstream. It wasn't people, I'd say mainstream. It wasn't loads and loads of people doing it. Recruit Friend hadn't come along, at least in the form that it is now. There wasn't a big thing about multiboxing. And so relatively early on, leading edge multiboxers like myself and Aprillion, people like that, got tons of abuse early on. Tons of abuse.
Back when it was unclear as to the legality of it.
Yeah, exactly. And Blizzard hadn't really come out and said one way or t'other. They were umming and ahhing.
Yeah.
Before Battle.net even, so you couldn't prove that you were the same person. You know, it was quite hard. It was quite hard to do. So I had to macro up. I macroed up several different sentences explaining what I was doing and why at least I considered it fine. And as far as I knew, Blizzard considered it fine, because people would, everywhere I went with more than two characters, people would be going, hacks, you know, bot, cheat. So I'd hit this macro just as a reply and just say, you know, explain my business and then move on. But hopefully that's the only occasion I've had this time round. And admittedly, it's only been two or three days that I've had anything negative from anyone. In fact, I'm quite surprised about how much positive I've had this time around. A lot of people, like I said, have said, you know, how you're enjoying the multiboxing, what stuff you're using, and we've had quite a good conversation.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm hoping that this is just a one-off, because that used to just drive me spare.
Yeah, I'm sure it definitely dropped off.
Mm. Oh yeah, definitely, because people understand. You know, people understand now. I think generally that it's not hacking, it's not botting. It's a completely different thing. Yeah. They may not necessarily agree that it's a thing that should be allowed.
Mm.
But
well, you're entitled to your opinion. Look out. That's fine.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't, as you say,
in no way was it impacting his gameplay. So
no.
Mind your own business.
See, in the past, if I, like Blizzard have gone a long way, and I was listening to some of the people from That's Not a Knife on Vent, and actually yourself and a few of the other people who were leveling together. And in the past, if there was a collection quest, it was a real pain in the ass because only one person got the item.
That's true. Therefore,
you had to kill however many people there were. If there were five of you, you had to kill five times the number of mobs in order to get it. Now, as far as I can tell, and I've not come across many, maybe just a smattering of things that happened with.
That's true.
So in the past, as a multiboxer, yes, I was having to kill three times as many mobs. And because I was killing them incredibly fast, it would have been quite hard for somebody to come into that area and be able to dominate the mobs because I was killing everything. Now, it's not the case. I have to kill exactly the same number of mobs on three characters as I have to kill on one.
Yep.
So it doesn't... It really doesn't impact their game now. So anyway, that is a funny thing happened on the way to thing. Yeah, not a funny thing. We'll call this a thing.
Well, happened on the funny. Thing. Funny can have very many meanings in the one funny English language, douchey. Can't it?
Funny douchey. That sounds like an Italian restaurant. Hey, welcome to Funny Douchey.
You know what time it is? That's right. It's Ask A&J.
We are not the only voices on this particular podcast. We do get to have people come and ask A&J. And I believe we have one from almost the love of my life. Somebody who makes me feel just that little bit more normal.
A little bit normal, yeah.
Matterhorn.
We do. He's sent us an email. Would you like me to read it? Good.
Please do. Yes.
Hey, well, Geekly crew, I'm writing to you for the first time to give you an in-game mount from WoW. I gave one to Controller at WoW and had to give you one because you are both my favorite shows.
Oh.
I got the mount for winning a guild competition, but I already had the mount. I have a code for the Armored Bloodwing. I don't have that yet. And I hope it is put to good use. I sent it to you in-game. That he did. I'm enjoying your new show, and I think you both have a great chemistry together. Oh, I love chemistry. Did you have a chemistry kit as a kid?
I did. And then electronics.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Anyway, have a great week and take care. Sincerely, Matterhorn. Thanks, Matterhorn. So we have in our hot little hands, well actually, it's in an email. It's in the show notes. I probably should take it out of the show notes before we put the show notes up.
Pretty much. You should have taken it out before I saw it, to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. We have
a
key from Matter for an Armored Bloodwing, and you can win it easily simply by tweeting us on the Twitters at WowGeekly. And say, I'd love to win an Armored Bloodwing. Something along those lines. Doesn't have to be those exact words, but you know, you get the gist.
Yeah.
Random roll, and we'll give it away to somebody next week. Of course, it's for the US realms, I would guess. It only works. So you need to have an account on the US realms.
Yeah, I don't think they cross...
Well, I should say, not European. So you're oceanic, you're Latin American, you're US.
I was thinking that Matter would because he won this. I have to say, he won this during the great Donny giveaway of last week.
The Donny giveaway of October 2013.
Which I was unable to take part in because I was being lazy. And he smashed. Matter is, if you want to learn how to level a character, if you want to learn how to level a character efficiently and fast, Matter is the dude to go and speak to.
He should have a blog of the ultimate leveling guide, because
stunning, yeah.
That's what he loves to do.
And he does it with panache.
Yeah, indeed he does.
So that competition, particular competition, was to get the most guild points. Because every time you hand in a quest, you get guild points towards the guild, and to get on top of the roster. He smashed the crap out of that. I think the next one down from him was millions away.
Does not surprise me.
So I figured that if we did it as a competition, we could say, well, okay, you come along, come over to Airy Peak.
Yeah.
And do that. But then, of course, he'd win it again. So there's no point.
Well, we'd have to say, you know... what could we do? We'd have to say who can get the closest to Matter.
Yeah, who can come closest to Matter. Yeah. If you're 3 million within close to Matter, you're doing very well.
Yeah, very good.
I have to say, when I'm being driven to do more and more leveling and handing in more and more quests and contributing towards that's not a knife, I discount Matter to a certain degree because he's going to be at the top. So that's a given. And that everybody else is competition, because you look up at Matter. You don't. I look down on everybody else.
But. Yeah, we're just lucky that we don't add together all of the toons in the guild, because with your 9, 10 toons,
that would be cheating.
That's cheating.
That would certainly be cheating. Yeah, and that's what I should do. I should look. Listen, if I added them all up, I'd be top of the list.
No, impossible not to be.
No, see, of course, what would happen then is that Matt would suddenly start a quad boxing, and then I'd be done for.
You'd be done for.
But he is an absolute dream of a guildie. Absolute dream of a guildie. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, you can't say mate without Matt.
That's right. I think that brings us to the end of episode 6.
Yeah, it seems like we can wrap it up.
I can go and have some fosh and chops.
Fosh and chops. Why do they speak like that? What's all that about?
Why does anybody speak how they do?
What happened? What separated Australia from New Zealand?
That's a bloody good question.
I think it's something we should do a podcast about.
All right.
Why the hell do you speak like that? Cast.
I'm sure if we actually go and look, somebody must already do that. There's probably like a dozen podcasts on the weird ways in which people around the world speak.
It's probably a section on iTunes, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've prattled on, we've moaned, we've QQ'd, we've been exalted, we've enjoyed ourselves immensely. I've certainly enjoyed the recording of this particular podcast.
As have I.
But it's now time to say goodbye.
Floating around the sky in my sky golem. Wee, loop-de-loop. Wee.
And me and my new armoured Bloodwing. No, I already had one.
Oh.
Actually, I think Penny may have sent me one.
Oh, luxury.
Pixie Girl may have sent me one. Yeah, sorry. Come on the show. Say goodbye now. Come on.
Okay. Goodbye, dear listener. We'll see you again next week for episode 6+1.
No, 7.
I'm already thinking about 7. So it's a week away. I'm already thinking about it. Let's just do it now.
No, I need to level.
Alrighty. I will see you in Whaling Cabins.
Bye.
Bye. You've just skipped to the end of WoW Geekly. Well, hopefully you didn't skip all the way and enjoyed something of what we said this week. If so, let us know. If not, let us know that too. How, you ask? Well, you're all clever and discerning people and can probably take a darn good guess, but I'll spell it out anyway. Find us on the interwebs at wowgeekly.com or over on Twitter where, wait for it, at wowgeekly. Follow the lads directly on @Asheo and @LJeppy.
Or if you have a hankering to write us more than 140 characters, email us wowgeekly@gmail.com. Please subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher, or if you're really into oversubscribing, do both.
Upload complete.